Manchester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
And time now to catch up with Chester FC women's team. And this week we're talking to Lauren Quigg, who's one of the players. Hi to you, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
So let's have a chat about you. How long have you been playing for Chester?
I signed for Chester in 2016.
Okay, and where were you playing before then?
Before Chester, I was... most recently before then, I was at Ellesmere Port. And then... I was coaching over in America, played for Cardiff Met, Mossley Hill, I'm just trying to think of a few teams, but
yeah. And what do you play in the team, what's your position?
Playing defence.
You're playing defence?
Yeah.
As a central defender or as a wing back?
Mainly as a fullback, yeah.
Yeah, as a fullback, okay, great. So, last Sunday you were playing in the team, Alder FC Women, and you won 4-1. 1-0 up at half-time with a goal from Ellie Bradley in the first half into the second half, and Molly Wood scores the second goal, another goal for Molly again. She's scoring goals for fun this season, she really?
Yeah, she's doing really well.
She isn't she, yeah. And then Alder pulled one back to make it 2-1, and then we had two goals then from Ash Bullock, third goal, and then in the 90th minute, a second goal, making the full-time 4-1. So a great result, and you're now up to fourth in Division 1 South, but the main thing is you've only played 13 games, haven't you, compared to everybody else who's played sort of 15 or so, or 16 games or more, because obviously all those cup games you're involved with.
Yeah, we had, we've missed a few, few cup games due to the weather, so we have got a few games in hand, but yeah, we just need to keep up the winning streak that we seem to be having at the moment.
So did the game go to plan in terms of the game plan? Did it work out exactly as you wanted, or did you have to adapt?
Yeah, I don't think it was our... I wouldn't say it was our best performance. I think the girls would agree. It was away from home. I don't like to use an excuse, but a bit of a bubbly, muddy pitch, which we've been spoilt with playing on 3G recently, so it was adapting to that. And obviously disappointing, especially as from a defender, disappointing to concede a goal as well. Win's always a win, we'll take that, but it would be nice to keep a clean sheet as well.
Of course, that's right, but the main thing is you're winning, and your league record is so far this season is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, we have been doing well. We've dropped some silly points. It would be nicer to be even further up the table. There's a few losses on there, but you know, we just need to keep up the momentum. We seem to be picking up, as I say, wasn't the best performance, but we seem to be picking up some good results and finding some good form at the moment, so
keep pushing on, just keep doing what you're doing, and then worry about the rest of the teams around you in the top three or four and see who you are at the end of the season. It's the most important thing, isn't it, really? So tomorrow you're away at Hindley Junior Women over in Hindley in Wigan. So you've played them, did you play them home last before Christmas, I think, wasn't it?
We haven't actually played them this season.
Okay.
There was a game that was, I think there was one that was called off.
Oh, it was called off, was it? Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the first time we've played them this season, so it's a little bit of the unknown. They kind of bottom of the table, but looking at the results, they've scored a few in the last game, so it will be bit of an unknown, and we'll just have to go out with our A game and see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So wish you all the very best for that tomorrow, and hopefully another win for the Seals. We hope that's the case, and thanks for coming on the programme, and we'll talk to Alan Martin next week or another player from the club. And Lauren, thanks once again for coming on D Sport this afternoon.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.